U.S. is addicted to foreign oil. Our Risky Business columnist Deborah Yedlin says it's time the Americans kick the habit.
George Bush has it wrong. The problem isn't the U.S. dependency on Middle Eastern oil. It's the U.S. addiction to oil, regardless of where it comes from. Period. And this week's problems in Nigeria once again highlighted the vulnerability of those countries that are addicted to oil. After a month that saw crude prices slip $10 a barrel, oil prices blew through $61 a barrel on Tuesday when militants attacked a pipeline in Nigeria and kidnapped a number of foreign workers. The unrest caused Royal Dutch Shell to shut in more than 450,000 barrels a day of production and essentially cut the country's oil exports by 19%. What's worrying is that the militants are vowing to disrupt as much as 30% of crude production destined for export. And any sort of prolonged unrest will eventually hit U.S. consumers in the wallet because gasoline prices will start to rise. The point in all this is that the U.S. is vulnerable to any sort of activity that could cause oil prices to rise. One day it's Nigeria, while the next it's Iran saber-rattling about the country's nuclear program, or a strike in Venezuela. Then there's the small fact that the U.S. dollar appears pegged to fall further, which means the cost falls for other countries importing oil and pushes prices up even more. Addictions, as many people are well aware, are tough to break. And as Peter Trzaki noted on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart a couple of weeks ago, this isn't like a smoker's pack-a-day habit. It's more like 10 packs a day. George Bush deserves at least a little credit for acknowledging the problem exists. But with more cars than people in the U.S., the addiction isn't exactly static. It's growing. And until there's another huge innovation in the world of energy, the only alternative to dealing with this ever-increasing consumption of oil lies in conservation. But without some big incentives, it's unlikely the love affair with the SUV is about to end anytime soon. On the one hand, it's perversely good news for Canada, because we are the biggest source of oil for the U.S. On the other hand, this is a finite resource, and we are going to increasingly dangerous and complicated places to satisfy demand. All this is unsustainable. So it's not about Middle Eastern oil, it's about oil. And if the U.S. were to decrease its dependence on the black gold, we could see the Middle East cease to be a destabilizing force in the global context. And that wouldn't be a bad outcome at all. For the Business Network, I'm Deborah Yedlin in Calgary.
Deborah Yedlin is a columnist with the Globe and Mail.